Jen Perry Prince Stevens. You know what? I am actually so excited. You know what? I can't even wait. It's like you just want to reach out and get a pina colada or something, maybe go salsa dancing. I don't know. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad all of you could make it. You have shown such tremendous social media support that, like, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am. Welcome back to all of you who see me every week. And to every one of you who are joining me for the first time, where the hell have you been? Like, where? This is where it's at. All your friends are doing it. Listen, I have a terrific show. Well, they are. I have a terrific show. I have got some tales from a tarot card reader, one tale in particular that I'd like to share with you. And we'll do that as well as do our huge Ken Bogle announcement via the Jen Stevens, who is already on the phone waiting. She is waiting. So excited. Happy to have her on. Who would have known, like, a year ago that me and Jen Stevens would even be talking? That's amazing. That really is a beautiful thing. Yeah, it's going to be one of those sentimental moments, I'm afraid. Now, on top of all of that, we're going to have a really, really, really big shout-out list. You know, some people wrote me and said, I'm a little upset that I didn't make the shout-out list. And I said, you know what, I am too, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put you on that list. And you know what? I failed to do so. I'm doing it right now. So you'll be there. I just scribbled it in. Okay, so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do a little tell from the tarot card reader. And we'll get this show started. I love that music. It makes me think of, like, that show on KET or the BBC, really, Keeping Up Appearances with Hyacinth Bouquet. And you got to look it up. If you've got Netflix and it's not in your queue, you got to go ahead and add it, Keeping Up Appearances. I love that music. Just like it. So, in this week's Tale of a Tarot Card Reader, I would like to reference the new blog I wrote for tarotbyken.com, and I entitled it, You Don't Know Tarot? I did that because a girlfriend of mine, who I have known for ages and ages, I really respect her. She's super smart. She's very successful. I'm going to say her name. Her name's Amanda Baker. She gives the best bikini wax in town, bar none. And anyway, she says to me, Ken, some people, honey, your site's beautiful and all, but lover, they may not know what a tarot date is. And I'm like, that's kind of true, because that's, you know, that's a hashtag I created. She said, I really think that what you should do is sort of define what the tarot is and then do kind of like how you approach it and how it will benefit your clients. She said, I think that you have legitimately a great ability to touch and reach people, but you've got to tell them what you'll use to, you know, draw them in. That's that's how you're going to make six or seven figures at what you do. So I thought, seven figures, seven figures, you say. So then I actually wrote Kelly Grotti, and I was like, lover, I'm not freaking out, but I need to kind of come up with a tarot definition because my successful friend said I should. Kelly's like, worry not. You know, Kel, worry not. You are fine. And we will do this together. And Kelly writes a blog. You know, you've seen me post about it. And I thought, you know what? If Kelly really believes that I've got this under control, that it will be fine, then I'm going to reach out on a limb and blog about it. You know, I'm going to do my definition of the tarot in a blog as opposed to, you know, some kind of like copy and paste job. So, again, you can read the whole thing on tarotbyken.com, and it's under the blog section. And I want to cover it really, really quickly because if you're new to the show and you would like to know what tarot is, this is a great way for me to explain it to you, but I'll do it in like a very blanketed sort of way. The tarot deck is a deck of 78 cards. Now, the cards each have different definitions. Based on the deck, you could have as many as five or six definitions per card. And then that card's position, is it upside down? If it is, there's a whole other five definitions for that card. These cards are shuffled by me, your tarot date. I shuffle them while you think about like what's going on in your life, if you've got a question, have a quandary, or like you're stuck, or you know, just whatever's going on, whatever you come to me with. Or we just open you up and read your life all together. I shuffle these cards, and then I lay them out in a pattern. This pattern is called a spread. Now, each position represented by a card has its own definition, which is then added to the other definitions that have already been put on the card by its position and how it's either reversed or correct side up. So it's my job, again, as your tarot reader, to your gypsy fortune teller, to put all this together, you know, and compile it in a way that's quick, easy to understand, and accurate. That's terribly important. If you ever have a tarot guy tell you that accuracy isn't important, you got to run. Just get your stuff and run. But it is. And I think that it's probably one of the reasons why I do it so well and why I'm so successful at it is the level of accuracy. And I do it really quickly. So I'm able to do more than one spread at a time, multiples each session. And this is like heresy to the gypsy fortune tellers of old, you know. To them, you got maybe three cards and that was it. And it took them an hour to read it. And you know, probably paid them whatever you could afford. Not me. Not me. Of course, I must be different. So anyway, I compile all this information and I give it to you in an easy to understand way that will positively affect your life. Now, the question that I would think you have is, like, well, what does it do for me? And I think that's an awesome question. You know, it can do multiple things. Some people use it as a tool to tell the future. Some people use it as a tool to, in various religious practices. You know, occultists have, not even occultists, even in meditation, just general meditation, people will pull out tarot card and focus on that card and try to make it, you know, mean something to them in their life. I don't do any of that. What I do is I shuffle those cards, I lay them out, and I read them for you. No hocus pocus, no outside bizarre hooey-hooey-oo Twilight Zone stuff. I just read the cards, you know. And what this does for you is that it clears up situations in your life, problems you have, questions that you may have been mulling over, you know, maybe give you focus and fresh perspective. Now, having said all that, honey, the reality is I cannot say that I do not have a fantastic success rate with foretelling upcoming events. Now, I'll be real honest. Every time I do a tarot date, I get a text or a tweet, and like my girlfriend Sherry just the other day, honey, I got to talk to you. Something's come true, you know, and they need to see their way through it. Mel, Melissa, she does that. Ken, you were so right. So I can't say that they're not a great tool of divination, right? That's the correct word, I hope. They're not, because they can be. But that's not my bread and butter. My bread and butter is to help bring you to your ultimate happiness. And that's how I roll. Why do I call them tarot dates? Because it's like a relationship, you know. You have to trust me. We get to know each other. We share details. You know, I know if your husband's cheating or not. I mean, that's serious stuff. You got to date a boy before you go that far. Or I always did, or at least got dinner. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jen Stevens. You're welcome. Visit tarotbyken.com and read the blog for yourself. It's just that good. Now, you know her from Twitter, and you know her from PerryPrince.com. She recently has just discovered Periscope, and that girl is all over the place. You cannot miss a Periscope by Jen Stevens. And she's here on the show to share a huge Ken Bogle announcement. And she's with us live now. Hello, lover. How are you?
Hi, lover. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am so freaking exhausted. Like, I mean, I have been doing hardcore renovations, boo. I'm like a handy hooker.
I saw those pictures of your bathroom. I saw that. You have been working hard. Mm-hmm. Hard worker.
Lover, I'm telling you, my partner and I busted it out. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about how happy I am to have you here and what that kind of means to me. I am so stoked because you've got great news to share, of course, but also because I think it really illustrates a beautiful thing that two people can come together in a way that we're about to tell people that we've come together. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%, and I'm completely amazed, and also, I mean, I don't really have a word for it, but I think it's just elated would be the best word, Ken. If I could go through my thesaurus right now, it would be elated. It's really touched my heart.
Well,
really
you
has.
Know what? It has touched mine, too. So while we're busy touching everything, let's get down to it. Are you ready?
Yeah,
are you ready to tell the people? Are you ready to tell? Awesome. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. The floor is hers.
Okay. So, you know, after talking with Ken, who I want to mention is a wonderful, giving, inspiring, amazing person. And I want to just throw that out there because you know me. I love to throw that out there when I can. Okay, Ken? You're very proud and honored as well to announce and let you guys know that the website that I do run, which is PerryPrince.com, is now officially sponsored by TarotByKen.com, and it's only going to go up from there. And it is, I think it's the best thing so far that's happened to the site. And I truly, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, am thankful for Ken and thankful for Tarot by Ken and thankful for what we've put together. I really, truly, honestly am. And that's the big announcement that we have. So I want to go ahead and give it to you now, Ken, to let you know, let people know how you feel about it.
Okay, let's do that. I thought to myself, what do I believe in? And I believed in the power of inspiration and motivation. I believe at its very core that that is the backbone of what Perry Prince is really about, because that's the message of its namesake.
It is.
I believe in that message, and I believe in the power it has and the place that it has, especially in a world that can sometimes be very cruel. So I thought, where should Ken Bogle put some money and support, and what should he really do to give the blessings he's had, the good fortune he's had, to everybody else? And I said, Jen Stevens, Perry Prince, because I love my boy Dustin, of course. But I really do enjoy the quality of product that comes out from PerryPrince.com. The buttons, if you got one, you're lucky. They're fabulous. If you get one of the prints, she sometimes has them autographed by Dustin. They're fabulous. So, Jen, I'm just as elated as you.
Oh, you're so sweet, Ken. That means the world to me. And honestly, when we talked about this and when you approached me about this, I have to tell you, it was like I wasn't actually sure if I was awake. I thought for 2 seconds I hallucinated, or, you know, I actually maybe took the wrong cough medicine. No, I'm joking. I'm really lying.
No.
But I really did think that, you know, it was really awesome of you to say that. And that is the backbone of what Perry Prince is about. And, you know, you said Dustin's name, and you know what happens when you say Dustin's name, you're going to get me started. So let's, yeah. But that, you know, that's the backbone, and, you know, his inspiring impacts as well as spreading the message for other people, and to have your belief in that as well as my belief, we go hand in hand. And I truly believe that it's going to be something remarkable.
I have to say I agree with you. I totally do. So I'm sure everyone is now sitting there in front of their tablet, smartphone, or other device, dumbfounded. They're like, Ken Bogle and Jen Stevens are doing what? And that is working together, and it's going really, really well. So look forward to more of that. However, you all don't – some of you may not know, but I actually read Jen Stevens' tarot this weekend, didn't I, Jen?
Yes, you did, Ken. Wow, you did. Boy, did you ever.
Now, what we're not going to do is discuss the details, because, you know, Gypsy Fortune Teller, rule number one is you keep a secret. But I just thought that it was really, truly a wonderful experience for us, and I look forward to the next one with you. I really do.
Oh, I was completely astounded. I think you have got to be one of the most gifted people I've ever met. And that was the other surprise I had for you, Ken. Remember
what?
When I told you on Twitter? Oh, but you don't want a surprise?
What? I'm scared. I'm scared. Shoot, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, are you ready? Do you need another deep breath? Like, do you need me to give you like a Mentos Freshmaker, just, you know, to chew on for a second, or?
No, I'm good. Shoot. Go for it.
It's not bad, Ken. A little known fact about me, as everybody knows that I'm into the paranormal. While I do the inspirational side of things, on the other side with my paranormal, you know, I get interested in things, you know, taking pictures, going on events, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I have things that I'm skeptical about, one of them being orbs. We won't even get into that.
Right.
The other thing, I think you knew before you read my card that I have a gift. And I didn't say it. We didn't talk about it. It was not something that came. It was just mom. But I was actually not a believer in tarot cards until you read my cards.
What?
Is that not a
no
surprise
way.
To you? And no, it's the truth of the matter. And when I hung up the phone, I sat there with my head in my hands and went, I think I just met one of the most gifted people on earth. I could not believe what you had just done. And I would recommend that to anyone, anywhere. Tarot cards, orbs, you know, there's some few things, other things I can name, have always been things that I have said, to if somebody's offered me, you know, the opportunity. I took it from you because I believe in you, And I think that you are one of the most masterful people the way you are. You're just truly just this astounding human. And I took that opportunity. And what you did during that session was mind-boggling. Oh, no pun. But it was, it was clearly outstanding. And I encourage anyone who is interested, even if you're not into them or understand them, which you explained very well with your blog, to do it. Because my perspective now, already in the 2 days since I had it, has changed almost to 180. And that's really special to me. So I want to thank you for that and let you know that it was spot on. It was awesome. And I'm a client for life with you. That was my big surprise for you. I wasn't going to tell you beforehand because I didn't want you to know and think that I was going to hold anything against you, because from the beginning, I just wanted to, you blew me away.
Oh, Jen, listen. Now, you stop right there and listen to me. That was extremely sweet of you, but I need you to now say that Ken Bogle is paying me nothing to say that.
No, he paid me nothing.
Well, that was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful testimonial, and I am very thankful that you did it. Thank you very much. And listen, honey, thank you for being on my show. I really appreciate that, too.
Of course. I love being on it, and also I do want to direct people to both your website, TaraByKen.com, and also, if they'll notice, there's been a big change to PerryPrince.com. You are now added as my sponsor. If they will notice a change if they go back to it and visit it. You can directly click your image that's on there to get to your site, and you can also click at the bottom just so they know that, you know, you are sponsoring the site and that I am more than elated about that. And just the new beginning, and it's remarkable.
Well, listen, that is technology beyond my grasp. I'm no old fogey, but that right there, that kind of linking web stuff, like, I don't get that. Like, I really am very thankful of that. That's wonderful. Thank you, lover. And listen, I would like you to come back on the show sometime. Would you do that?
Of course. I'd take any invitation,
okay.
Ken, anytime.
I love that. I love that. Okay. Well, so long for good night, and I will talk to you on the other side. Okay, lover?
Yes, darling. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome.
Again, thank you for all you've done, okay?
Oh, you're very welcome, lover. We'll see you later.
That was
Miss Jen Stevens, the sweetest. I mean, could you even? I really did not pay her for that. I really didn't. That was remarkable. In fact, I got to take a moment. So, well, take a second. When I get back, we will do the freaking shout-outs right after this. Yeah, how amazing was that? That's pretty fantastic, isn't it? Gosh, that's great. Listen, before we do the shout-outs, let's check the Twitter. What do you say? What are people saying on Twitter? Do-dum-dum-dum. Lots of love. Jennifer Kelly, sweetest girl in the world. Heather Atkinson, you can follow Heather Atkinson at Heather070480. She wrote, "Do not disturb. Listening to at Ken Bogle and at VT Diva." She's talking about me and Jen Stevens. Lover, thank you so much for tuning in. I love that. We love our Heather. Oh, Kelly Grotti, of course, saying that blog is amazing. Go read it. Of course, she'd say that. She loves me and I love her. And yeah, that's great. All kinds of love tonight on Facebook, too. Listen, if you are on Facebook and talking about me, I'm very happy, very, very pleased. So you just keep that up. Let's do our shout outs. Of course, I want to say a huge, huge thank you to the lovely Jen Stevens, who was on our show. She is just great. And I really look forward to having her back on sometime. I really, really do. Who else? Miss Jenny Sucher. Miss Jenny, whom I absolutely adore. I probably have never laughed as hard as when we were running for the corn this weekend. If you watched our Twitter, we were in a hot situation, and Jenny had to run. I said, run for the corn, Jenny. You got to sprint for that corn. Turns out there were children in that corn. And I said, Jenny, run first, ask questions later. She said, lover, stop. You're going to get my ass killed. I have got to ask the questions. And you know what? She was right. Love you, Boo. Miss Kelly Grotee, thank you as always, Boo Bear. You are always so loving and so kind and supportive. You have been for, Kelly, it's almost a year that you and I started reading for you. And we kind of knew one another through the Twitter before then. So we got an anniversary. You ain't got to buy me nothing, Boo. I want to say a big thank you to Tina Kiker, because my Tina is always just retweet. And she's just amazing, always so supportive. I read for her just the other day, too. And the thing I love about reading for her is that we get serious when we got to be, but that chick will crack you up. She will crack you up. Like Melissa Mel Pants Nicholson, her and her mama Carol. Hey, Carol, turn it up, boo. I'm talking about you, pumpkin. I love them both, and they're both hilarious people, and I just adore them. I can't even say enough. Now I'm going to doubtlessly say her last name wrong, but my girl Sherry Ferreira, I think I got that right. She is another person that when I read the cards for her the first time, I instantly knew that I wanted to be in her life. Not that I needed to for any other purpose than that I felt there was something I needed about her and something that she needed about me. And we just kind of clicked. And I've been thankful ever since. Big shout out to my friend Brian O'Malley. Mr. Brian O'Malley, he is always supportive of me. And now normally you see me and Brian chit-chatting back and forth on the Twitter, very social, having a great time, but we've started direct messaging each other. And I'm going to tell you, it's getting serious. It's, hey, how you doing? How are things? I mean, we're asking the big questions, direct messages, big questions. I hope you're happy tonight, Brian. I got to say, hello to my girlfriend, Johnny Pond. And now, Johnny, I prefer to call her my Johnny girl. You know her as @SkullySpice there on Twitter. I actually put her name on the list of other people who were going to this Spirit Watch event that they're doing in Virginia in October. And my Twitter blew up. Okay, Jenny was all over it. Everybody was all over it. Y'all are going to have the best time. You're going to have the best time. And I'm really kind of bummed out that I did not get in on it sooner, because that's going to be a good time. Who else? Of course, I've got to say a big shout out to Jennifer Kelly, and let her know I'm thinking of her. Let her know how much she means to me. A big heart to you, Jennifer Kelly. And now that I look at my list, I'm seeing Jennifers and Jens absolutely everywhere. So let's switch it up and stick with the J. My brother Joey, who I absolutely adore. He's very kind to me, very cool. We talked last night. He's selling this house. He's looking at other places to go. You know, he's working way too hard, actually. So knock it off. You're making me look lazy. My girlfriend Jacqueline, she and I have been together as friends for 13 years, and she does the Young Living Oils. She found this new therapy technique that she's going to do for me. Then once she does it, I'm not going to really, I don't really know all that much about it, so I'm not going to talk in detail, but once she does it, I think we should record like an interview or have her on the show to talk about the oils and how they can get a hold of her to get these oils because they're changing lives. Last but certainly not least, I want to thank my husband, Robert, who is absolutely everything to me. He always has been and he always will be my number one supporter, my number one plotter, and my biggest secret keeper. And you all know how great you all are at keeping secrets, but he's even bigger than that. He knows it all, but not too much. So there's your shout out for everybody this week. Again, if you didn't make it, talk to me more. Tweet me up some more. Send me a friend. Let's chit chat and get to know each other. How can you do that's the question. The answer is this. You can find me on absolutely every social media app known to man. I'm telling you, you can find me on the Facebook. You can find me. You can look me up, honey. I'm on the Facebook. You can find me on the Twitter. Of course, at Ken Bogle. I run my mouth at the Twitter all day long without stop, and it's hilarious. I also am on the Instagram, and I make it a point, if you follow me, I follow you back. If you are posting pictures and I've not liked your picture, one of two things happens. You speak a language that I've not yet learned, and I'm scared, or I haven't been on Instagram yet. Third thing, I could possibly be stuck in an Instagram video loop. I mean, these videos are costing me hours a day, and I love them. I absolutely love them. I play them over and over. Y'all crack me up on the Instagram. You can find me at Ken Bogle. And also, you can find me on the Periscope. Now, what does that mean? Well, Ken Bogle's on Periscope. That does not mean I'm going to be up in your face at any point in the day. Don't expect it. But I may send you a private message and maybe show you my home, maybe show you where I'm shopping, maybe show you all kinds of things. So get on Periscope. Get on Periscope and add me, because you never know when I may just send you a message and say, would you like to go with me somewhere, and you and me go take a private trip and hang out, and just right there on the Periscope. So, you know, maybe it's just a personal little thing that we do. Sure, I'll send out some big live Periscope videos to everybody, but I want to make it personal, boo. That's how I roll. Now, find me on tarotbyken.com. That's my website. There you can find information on services, pricing, and all that. You can book an appointment with me. You can book me for tarot parties. I love groups of three or more, but if all you got is three, I'll do that too. I love everybody of any number as long as I'm invited. But you can find it all there, contact form right there on the page. You can find the blog and just app the testimonials, which are astounding, and everything else. As a matter of fact, I would sort of like to back up for a second, because it's been brought to my attention that I did not give Dustin Perry a shout-out. Not only is that shameful, but it's unacceptable. Because of him, there is PerryPrince.com. Because of him, because of him, I really perk up every single day, you know. I usually will read his tweets before I roll out of bed. He means the world to me, and he's a wonderful man. We're trying to get him at Wizard World. He's got to get on that bus, because he's got to be doing that. So many people are like, I would drive to Wizard World for him. We got to make that happen. Tweet him at Wizard World. But he's a very good guy, and he's genuine to the bone, and for that reason, I will always be thankful for him in my life. I promise. That's the last shout-out. I won't even thank my mom, because doubtlessly she's not listening. she's not listening. Love you, Mom. Okay, that's it for me this week. I've had an absolute blast, I'll be here next Tuesday at the exact same time, okay, y'all? So do not miss it. Join me here then. And until then, I want you to take good care of each other and good care of yourselves. But I want you to also know that your happiness is indivisible from the happiness of absolutely everyone and everything around you. You are your brother's keeper. You are responsible for each other. So get along. Just get along. Or I'm just going to wear you all out. I'm just going to put you on my knee and just spank that ass. I'll see you next week.